Welcome to Blogs on Tape. Today's post is Empty But Not Nothing, Thoughts on Actionable Empty Rooms, written by Warren D. and originally published in January 2023 on their blog, iCastLight, at icastlight.blogspot.com. Empty But Not Nothing, Thoughts on Actionable Empty Rooms. Image: a dungeon map of a 3-square by 4-square room, empty. It's not much, but it's honest work. Here's an entry I just wrote in a dungeon. 06. Spent Kitchen. A simple kitchen is here. Empty stew pot, skull inside. Much like previous 03 tomb, 8 skeletons, it is serviceable, generic, and expected, especially for a room that was rolled, quote, empty and, quote, no treasure by BX stocking procedures. Even too wordy because I shouldn't repeat the obvious. So, 06, spent kitchen, simple, empty stew pot, skull inside. However, like encounters, empty and special rooms, I believe, can also be layered to provide for a more dynamic environment. But the aim here is for dynamic, is to provide actionable information. Not just lore, but lore that can be used. Why? Remember, players generally want to play D&D, not listen to a DM's made-up history about totally not Westeros. Knowing something about the world just to know it is not as engaging as then being able to act on that same information. This really goes back to the same principle as with dynamic encounters: choice. And to that end, we want our lore to mostly be actionable in some capacity. So I think these sort of rooms help appeal to a type of player that likes to play the scholar role as well. Or if you're moving a 5e player who loves investigation checks or insight checks into an old-school system. How is this encoded in an empty room? Here are the ways I think about it. The empty room contains 1. Mundane items. 2. An encounter clue. 3. A warning. 4. A clue or password. 5. A mosaic, fresco, or bas-relief. 6. An insert feature or nothing, but it is an interesting shape. 1. The empty room contains mundane items. Nothing is valuable in the same way as treasure. More functional, but not delving equipment, like a stew pot. Can it be used for something? Yes. Conveniently? Not so much. 2. The empty room contains a clue to the encounter table. So, in the stew pot is a skull. Most players will ask what kind of skull. This is an opportunity to help them be informed about the level they are on and what monsters or humanoids exist. Another variation might be a corpse. The players could investigate to determine the cause of death, but they have to get close up to the body, potentially risky, which can create nice tension. Stab wounds, claw marks, or death by Sturge are all going to be different. But remember, don't say death by Sturge. Instead, puncture marks on the neck drained of blood, which might also make the players think vampire. 3. The empty room contains a warning. Maybe it's an empty kitchen, but scrawled on the wall in chalk could be the message, quote, the gnolls are only out for blood. A little better than the skull because it gives two pieces of information: creature and potential motivation. This could also be a territory warning, letting players know how far territory could extend. Oh shit, the red wolves are here too, and they still completely hate us for offing their mage. Image. Still from a video game. The main character stands in a bloodstained room, corpses at their feet. On a wall, scrawled in blood, reads, cut off their limbs. Suggest from a Discord I'm on, a great example of both the warning and clue from Dead Space. 4. The empty room contains a clue or password. I like the clue or left note because it implies it was left for someone or left to be returned to. I think placing notes in empty rooms really drives home the dungeon is being visited by other adventuring groups or factions. This can also allow players to become aware of factions they might previously not know exists or foreshadow them. Riddles are fun because secrets can be placed in plain sight so your players will run into them, but not completely given away. Also, it's a sort of puzzle that doesn't limit play like a puzzle door might. And given the use of Discord and such, players can puzzle the riddle outside of game time. Notes to avoid traps is good too, like an empty room with 3 doors. Maybe the doors themselves are not trapped, but the hallways on the other side are. A chalk scroll on the opposite wall might say, As the middle child of three siblings, I survived while my eldest brother died of poison and my youngest sister died by the sword. A hallway behind the middle door is safe, and the other two have poison gas and a blade trap. A note about PC literacy. I think it's worthwhile, especially for old school games, to determine if a PC is literate in, quote, common, and if they know other languages. Employing 3 and 4 effectively requires the judge to know if PCs can read, and a lot of information can effectively be hidden in plain sight simply by being written down. For instance, an order of wizards might simply write the, quote, use this door, in common, on the non-trap door, for their house staff. But for more esoteric, but still low-level information, it might be written in wizard tongue. The first could be understood by any PC with an int of 10+, while the second might only be known by MUs and elves. But this could work for demi-human monster scripts. 5. The empty room contains a mosaic, fresco, or bas-relief. I like pieces of art because the biggest lore drips can occur within them. It's a way to show potential relationships between multiple elements while not having to explicitly lay it out or be answerable to further PC questioning, which can be an issue with an NPC handing out the same sort of information. 6. The room is empty, but interesting nonetheless due to space or an inert feature. Empty rooms don't have to be square, right rooms. Since there is a chance empty rooms will be employed by the PCs, and or they could eventually contain monsters, traps, and treasure, it might as well be interesting. It's a sort of future-proofing. And if they are interesting enough that PCs, well, waste time in them, all the better. You, as the DM/dungeon designer, don't have to construct a space optimized for PCs to move through. That was Empty But Not Nothing, Thoughts on Actionable Empty Rooms, written by Warren D. and read by Timothy Weston. Blogs on Tape is a project which works with authors to make great RPG blogs more accessible through audio recordings. It's a community effort which you can contribute to by doing the basic stuff every podcast asks you to do. Share the episodes with friends or on social media, rate and review Blogs on Tape with your podcatcher of choice. And whether or not you're able to help, thank you for listening.